Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off into hour three here of Sports Talk, the big three. I don't include myself in that one. Zach, by the way, I heard your nice jab at me on Friday about size. You're 1.5 and I'm half. I agree with it.
You could say,
I condone that.
I mean, I'm allowed to say that because it's self-deprecating because I call myself 1.5.
Yeah.
So, but okay, that's 1.5. Okay, so one. So there's 2.5.
He really counted
over makes
her.
3.5.
And I'm a half.
So we got four.
We got four.
Yeah. So, God, it's amazing how things work out.
Hey, I was just reading Roger Goodell's response to Governor Edwards' letter that he pinned to them after the no call. And it says in the final line, this is really interesting to me, thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. I hope you will free to call if you would like to discuss this further. I didn't read that wrong. I hope you will free to call. So there's a typo. There's a missing word.
That was intended. Guaranteed. Roger Goodell didn't write that letter.
No, he didn't.
Somebody was like, how do we make this look like Roger did it? Well, I don't know. Put a typo in it. It'll look realer.
You think
it'll,
you really?
Yeah,
think
it'll look more authentic.
It'll look realer.
Realer.
Yeah. Somebody did that for him.
But how could you? This is on.
But he's still held accountable.
This is a National Football League letterhead. Roger Goodell's name right there.
I can send out a lot of that right now.
Right.
I can make you National Football League letterhead.
That's what you want.
No. What I'm saying is it's got the shield on it, and you're sending out this out with a typo in it.
Yeah. Kind of like
when not hear what we're saying.
I do.
Kind of like the transcript that they put out that used the incorrect punctuation
after you call them out.
Right.
Conveniently.
By the way, I got a response. Someone called John Bell and say, you know, Zach got a response in 12 hours. It took him 2 weeks.
So you got a response? I want to hear that, Zach. From 12 hours from who? From the front office? Or
from the league office.
Office?
This
was
the
that was like the only thing they reacted to quickly was us saying, you know, the guy said that he talked to players. I got in the car driving to Mississippi. I went to the Beau Rivage with these guys. I called the whole way out there. I called everyone I could think of. And nobody, everyone's like, I didn't talk to him.
No,
because he talked to the players.
Yeah, because he talked to the players.
Read the transcript. He was starting a new sentence. He was not.
And their excuse also was he was just citing all the parties involved that would be frustrated by the no call. That was the official response from the league. No, he didn't talk to him. That's not what he was saying. He was saying that he understood the frustration of the Saints, the fans. The coach, the players. No, when he clearly said,
I talked to the Saints players.
It,
you know what I love more than anything? And I know he's probably not coming to watch no game in the Dome, even if Miss Gale would invite him, is that I love when he was up at the podium in the post-game Super Bowl and they were just dogging his behind. They were booing him. Like, we don't want you. Like, even though Patriots, you don't
the
hear
Patriots
it.
Fans hate that guy equally as much as
the Patriots fan, like, boo, boo. Like, he's trying to talk and, like, all of a sudden, okay, let me get out of here. Like, here's the mic.
It's like the draft every year.
Yeah.
And that's like fans from every
That's why the draft will definitely not be in New Orleans, nor will it ever be in New England or Boston.
No.
It just won't because he knows that he will get booed off that stage quickly. Zach, I asked Bobby and Deuce about if you could have one thing back in your career, a play, what would it be? A game?
I got two that really stick out. One is Tampa Bay 2016, early in the season, maybe week three, and I give up a sack to Jaquez Smith, and it was really a mental error. I thought I had help on the outside. It was a Fox 2 protection. I have help in Hound 2. Both of those are slides to the left, but in Hound I have help to my outside. And I give up a short edge, and that was the play Drew got hurt. So he missed his one game if his Saints career the following week. I know. And then 2012, week two, Kansas City Chiefs, a game we were winning by double digits in the fourth quarter. We end up in a two-minute drill, and I gave up two sacks to Justin Houston in the fourth quarter, including a safety. Now, he was young, and, like, he was not who he is now.
Yeah.
So I'm in the game like, who is this guy? He's killing me, right?
Yeah, he's like a rocket.
I played well for three quarters, and we get in the fourth quarter, and they had this big comeback. They had a 92-yard touchdown run, I remember. Martez Wilson Jamal Charles. And so I give up two sacks and a safety in the fourth quarter. We lose that game.
Bootstrap Bill Who was Bootstrap Bill from Auburn, the linebacker, special teams? He was in there.
Bootstrap Bill.
The Hokie gave him that name.
Will
from Auburn University.
Will Herring.
Will Herring, he just so happened not to be on special teams. He was playing a defensive snap. The Chiefs didn't even respect him enough to block him at the point of attack. And I'm telling you, he went like this, Jamal Charles. I wish I could have a vision on this. If Jamal Charles, he went to Jamal Charles, was like, it's wrong. He didn't even one hand touch him, and they didn't even block him. And Jamal Charles took it about, 92 yards
to the
house?
Yeah, it was 90 yarder,
at least.
It
was like, what? I said, look at this.
That was the bounty year.
Yes, that was the bounty year. You don't call that man Boot.
Bootstrapville. I don't know where Hokie got that from. Bootstrapville.
He liked to hunt.
I'm telling you. He was struggling on that.
The takeaway from that play was Martez Wilson. I'm talking 35 yards downfield and then thrown into the bench.
He got blocked that far down the field.
It was so bad.
And he got gored. You talking about getting gored?
Yeah.
No, Zach, I got to take you up for you on this one. Because Saints fans, when we're doing the radio, we play in the Texans.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going against one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history, J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Zach knows where this is going.
But no, I want Zach, because a lot of fans, you say, oh, you play. You got to be able to play hurt and what you're dealing with. But you got to realize you're going against the best of the best. You want to be 100%.
Yeah.
So what, Zach, just explain what happened then so the fans can hear it, what actually occurred and that
this,
game.
This is going to sound like it was all set up, like I predetermined this. But
no,
like
it wasn't.
I told you to say this.
No.
But I had a weird deal. I had a cyst on my shoulder. I had torn my labrum that season, and the labrum was okay. But I developed a cyst over a nerve in my shoulder, and it shut down my external rotation. I couldn't move my arm
you basically
out.
Had one arm.
I had one arm, yeah. And I essentially sat down and told them I can't play. And they came to me on Friday and said, well, we don't have anyone else to go. You got to go suck it up.
That's what coaches tell you. Suck it up. You got to play.
So I did my best. I was on the ground a lot that game because I was literally just diving. I mean, it was not ideal. And, yeah, they mic'd him up. And he makes a comment.
And he's talking trash.
Ruined me for children all over my – even in my hometown. They're like, oh, J.J. Watson, you suck.
You remember my son Hayden at Gleason Grove?
Yeah. He's like, oh, you're the one who gets all the holding penalties.
That's what my son said. Met Zach for the first time. He goes, oh, why do you get so many holding calls? I was like, Hayden, stop.
Well, see, Zach, just tough love. You know, just
sorry, man.
You know.
Hey, I did my best.
Hey, listen. When you played as long as you played, that speaks for itself.
Right. Listen, I didn't like bringing it up as a player. Everyone's dealing with something. I'm not going to talk about it.
I'll bring it up.
So I let it go. Well, it's easy now. It's 5 years later.
Yeah, Zach, no. I mean, tell the truth.
Zach Street, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick, live at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans, 3727 Veterans Boulevard. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. That would be Deuce McAllister playing the harp coming back, by the way. You ought to see him. And this is worth the – just you don't have to get an autograph from him. Just come over here and watch him play the harp. I don't know, Bobby, if – Deuce really knows what he's doing.
Well,
he is good at making some noise.
Well, he might be the first NFL running back to play the harp, or a former running back. But
he's more—he's highly entertained by this.
No, listen, this is therapy. This will soothe him. He's just trying to get his mind right.
It's really good.
Man, he got worse.
He
did way better last time.
I always envision someone playing the harp as an angel.
Right. Way more like Rachel. Way less like Deuce.
Yeah. Deuce would be more like the dark angel.
Deuce.
I had to get him to laugh.
Is it therapeutic? Is it therapeutic over there?
Hey, it's a technique, man. You got to feel the music. If you don't feel the music, if you don't feel the strings, then you can't. You're not on. You just got to feel
it. Are you actually playing a song? Or are you just...
Yeah, that's a C.
He's playing scales.
Yeah.
Listen, Deuce is playing the sound they make in movies when you fall asleep and you start dreaming.
No,
This is my intro right here.
No, Deuce he's like in a yoga class.
Just relax. Just relax and listen. Just feel the music.
Just feel the music.
Just feel the music.
Is that music? Does that qualify as music?
No, it doesn't.
I got a natural sound where you want to go to sleep.
Is this on the crib of your 1-year-old?
No, listen. If my 1-year-old played
meditating.
That, if my 1-year-old played that, I'd be meditating. Like, hey, that's pretty good, buddy. Good job. But not Deuce. He's a grown man.
Yeah,
look at him.
It would, Deuce, this would help with my meditation. My wife says I need to meditate more.
Bobby,
too,
this is perfect for you.
I'm too high anxiety.
This is perfect.
I want to get, well, Rachel, is he doing a good
awesome.
Job?
Okay. Awesome.
All right, she's the expert. Okay. Principal Harp, Louisiana Philharmonic.
I am
solo
in C
Harper.
Note as well, young man.
You what?
C major.
C major, see?
Now we know we can't trust Rachel because she just lied right to our faces. She's over here laughing at him.
All right, Deuce, come back whenever you want, man. All right,
I'm ready to take a nap.
And somebody take, someone turn his mic off. Yeah, my gosh,
you've been shut down. That's your. There you go.
I'm so relaxed right now.
I asked. I think I asked all three of y'all now if you could have a do-over. If you could relive Bobby one moment in your career.
Did we talk about that already?
No,
relive.
Relive. Oh, God, this is easy. This is when I was a rookie in professional football, and Coach Moore and the Philadelphia Stars were blitzing, and I knew they were blitzing. And I said, I know they can't cover Anthony Carter. And so I just hung in there and got, you know, basically avoided the rush. And they got it to AC, and he took it to the house. And I was like, man, we're going to win the championship.
we're so good.
At Mile High Stadium in Denver. Yeah. I thought, like, oh, this is going to happen a bunch of times. It never happened again. It's like that was 1983, and I played to 97, and it never happened again.
Deuce, you could relive one great moment in your career. What would it be?
Oh, it's definitely Miami. You know, it's definitely Miami, except I'm actually in the game and not on the sideline. You know, that's the moment. I mean, because as a player, that's what you play for. You want to go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, hey, look, I didn't get to play in the game, but I got the next best thing right there on the sideline, in the meetings. And I told the guys, you know, Pierre gave me the touchdown ball from when he scored with the screen.
On the screenplay, yeah.
Yeah, on the screenplay. And, I mean, it's – That's what you play for. I mean, that's literally what you play for, and to win that game.
Zach, I'm sure I think I know the answer for yours. Probably if you wanted to replay the 09
yeah,
Super Bowl, right?
I mean, I think my single favorite moment as a player was the field goal to go to the Super Bowl. Honestly, I remember, you know, I was on the field for that kick. I was hiding behind Carl Nix, as I always did on field goal protection. You just kind of anchor him behind him. He never went anywhere. And I remember the ball going through the uprights and that feeling of elation.
We're like, going to the Super Bowl.
Like, I mean, I remember this. I ran away from that field goal post for some reason. I was all by myself. I'm like running in circles on the field. Like everyone else was celebrating with each other. I just started running, which wasn't even an activity I enjoyed as a player, you know, Bobby?
But you're just so ecstatic.
Yeah, I think you just almost lose your mind for a second. Like that level of excitement where you don't know how to express that much of a level of excitement. So I think seeing that kick go through.
I remember seeing this on NFL Films when Tracy Porter picked that ball off. And I think that's when you realized, hey, we just won the Super Bowl. And I think it was a big embrace you had. The look on your face, you had a big embrace, I think, with Pierre Thomas, I think it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the look on your face was – in shock, but also in total jubilation. It was a great captured moment.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, and you know what's crazy when you think about this? Okay, Christian, you might have some Marine moment. We didn't talk about your moment yet.
You don't need to.
But like Deuce or like Zach and what we all experience. Think about on different levels, though. It's all part of humanity. But think of the different levels of Drew Brees and Tom Brady. How they would break that down. Oh, my God. What? Right. Tom Brady?
Well, they would have about 100.
How could he even pick it? Or look at Drew Brees with all the records.
He would give you the worst, most like, textbook. No, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was.
Well, you know, I mean, every moment is a special moment, and I missed all of them, and I would relive it.
But, you know, it has to be something. I mean, you would think, like, that triggered, like, even – that'd be an interesting question with Drew, all the great things he accomplished. Even with the Super Bowl, and you look out, he's going to be part of NFL history with all the records. And Tom Brady, you know, because that's a – you know, we all experience, Zach, Christian, you may want one day in your dreams, but Zach, Deuce, and myself, as far as you played NFL and be a pro player, just to make it. Like, whoa, this is awesome. And then you have certain moments you remember. But then when you look at the elite of the elite, it's almost like even LeBron James. Or you might look at anybody in baseball, whoever who's considered the best of the best, or I guess the term this day and age, the GOAT, no matter what the sport, is that they have so many moments to pick from that you can't even grasp it. Mm-hmm. That almost you compartmentalize because you'd be overwhelmed.
Yeah,
it's
like asking Michael Jordan, "What's the biggest shot?"
When I had the flu and I was sick against the Utah Jazz,
right?
I don't know. I was fighting through it. Hey, look, little bit drama there.
If I could, relive as covering this team, relive a moment, it would be after the Super Bowl. I asked Carl Nix, "You're going to you won the Super Bowl? Tell me how you feel." And it was, "I know I'm going to expletive Disneyland." Right there, live on the air.
Oh, and so it wasn't no beep.
Nope. It was. And then seconds later, says, "I know you can't say that." And I was like, "Carl, too late, pal.
But listen, you should never get fined for that because whoever would find a talk about a Scrooge. That's all part of emotion. You can't find that kind of.
And here I was a little nervous, like. Is the station going to get fined? And I was like, nobody back home.
Thinking, am I going to get in trouble?
No, but I still have that bite. The edited version and the unclean version.
You can do anything after winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Especially here. Especially down here. Nobody's going to report you.
Christian, I gave a list to a police officer on a motorcycle of the alcohol we wanted on the float, wrote it on the back of a $100 bill, and gave two of them to a cop, and he went with the lights on to go get us liquor on the float.
Was that
for the Super Bowl parade?
Saints Super Bowl parade? Oh, wow.
Nice.
There's no rules that year.
Hey, only in New Orleans.
This is Sports Talk here. That's right. Only in New Orleans here on WWL. How good was that? That was Carl Nix after the Super Bowl. Did you know I got in a car in Miami the next day, and I was listening to Dan Patrick's show. He had that on loop for 10 minutes. Like just loop. He and the Danettes were just killing themselves laughing at it for like 10 minutes. It was priceless. And I was actually not supposed to be under – I dipped under the rope where they start dropping a rope, and I was like, what are they going to do, throw me out? All right, fine.
They will.
They didn't catch me. Back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now Christopher Steuben, General Manager and Vice President here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. Chris, look, once again, we've had a great time. Hope you guys are enjoying it. The staff so kind to us, bringing us some iced coffee, anything we kind of want. So we certainly appreciate the hospitality.
Absolutely. Thank
you. We're going to get him on. Hold on one second. We'll get Chris on. All right, there you go.
All right, thanks. We appreciate you guys coming, as always. You know, you're always welcome to our dealership.
And Zach's already –
I'm shopping. I'm trying. Man, talk to Chris. I'm shopping down here.
trying to make sure that his wife gets a nice Mercedes, maybe for Valentine's Day. You gonna be able to get that done?
No. It's not a Valentine. Listen, I told you her lease is up. She knows she needs a new car. She just, you know, when she knows that, you know, is what she wants.
Is either lease it or buy it? That's what it's going
to
be.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think
Chris wants to buy. He wants you to buy.
I like the lease deal every 3 years. Zach's wife in here getting a new car. Right.
No, the only thing is, y'all know JoJo, my better half, but it's like, you know, when you think like, okay, what are you going to do for her birthday? What are you going to do?
Your wife's birthday and Valentine's Day.
It's on Valentine's Day. So it's like.
That's two gifts,
it's
Bobby.
It's like if you're born Deuce on Christmas, right?
Yes.
Then you got to expect two gifts. But, you know, and I always come through, but it's like
so
almost
you getting
like,
a new car too?
No, but this is what I say, man. Every day is like birthday
she wants a new car.
Man, if you control the
she
money.
She wants a new car.
On, if you control
Bobby,
the money.
No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, he's got a good deal already
man,
for you.
She needs to buy me something. Like, I mean, when you control the money and you got it, it's like a lot of times like, you know, because this Me Too movement and all that.
No,
think about this. If everybody's equal, how about the females taking care of the males? On
what type of deal do you have, Chris? We're going to go all the way around.
Thank you, Deuce. I was trying to get through this show without getting fired. I don't think that happened.
Well, why is that? I didn't curse.
No,
you didn't, which you shouldn't. Chris, you do have some good specials going on, some good deals here.
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, through the end of the month on all our certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, we have low finance rates, 1.99% for 36 months. We also have payment credits on certain models, too, on select certified pre-owned models.
You said something right there, credit. What my credit need to be like? What does my credit have to look like, Chris? Talk to me.
Your credit's golden, Chris.
We already know the listener. We're trying to sell cars, man.
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome to our dealership. We have many different finance options for everyone.
That's what I need to know.
Everyone's a buyer.
That's
when they come
to
Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans.
Do they need the 600 or 700 or 800 credit? That's what we're trying to figure out.
If you get 800, you're pretty.
Why don't you quit trying to knock people out of the runnings, Deuce? You're ruining dreams down there.
Knocking them out. I'm helping.
You're dropping reality into a situation where trying to have people come in and dream about these things.
He get them in the door. He better sell.
You're not going to get any kind of job.
You get them in the door. You better sell.
They're sold. That's what I need to hear. When they walk in the door,
Chris, that black convertible down there, right there. What's the best deal you could give me on that?
Christian, that's out your come on. That's out your territory.
Pay rate.
I know that. I just want to ask. I'm very well aware of that.
Okay, so Christian, you can clean it. You can maybe polish it.
How do you know what I can and cannot afford?
I know you can't. I'm looking at that car. I know you can't afford that. I'm just being honest with you. I'm trying to keep you humble.
Okay, you're trying to keep me from financial stress.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the best you can do for me?
What is Christian? Oh, he's living in his car. You know, he got a nice car, but he's living in it.
I'm not buying the car. I'm just curious.
That car, it's around $80,000.
You're right. I couldn't afford it.
No, but that's
Bobby said,
a real sweet
car.
Lease deal for you. Probably $799 a month.
Oh. There you go.
Minimum down.
Down $799.
I appreciate it.
And what kind of car
that
is
that? Was pretty good.
That's an E450 convertible.
Dude,
2019.
You don't fit in that car.
Zach, I need the extended version of that one, baby.
Back in 1975, listen, I drove an old like station wagon. You know, my dad said, that's your car. You just got to drive. It's a Plymouth station wagon. But I had like a friend of mine who had a 450 SL. Mm-hmm. Back then, Mercedes. And, boy, I remember going to the drive-in theater. I thought that was awesome. I thought I was pimping.
Chris.
I was going to drive-in theater.
We're talking about 40 years ago.
We're pimping.
No, listen. 450 SL, 1975. That was big time.
Chris, can they go to the website and see some of these Valentine deals?
Absolutely. www.mbofno.com. We have all our specials every month listed there, and you can choose what you'd like for your honey for Valentine's Day.
All right. That's what I need to hear. And once they get in the door, you got even a different special for them, right?
Absolutely. The Deuce special. The Deucey special.
Nice. The Deuce special. Chris Dubin, general manager and vice president here. Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. Thanks a bunch for having us once again.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it.
All
right. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
And Sean's probably thinking he don't know if Drew Reed is going to work out. Yeah. You don't know what his show is.
Find a spot on there because I really want
back here on Sports Talk, Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. Yeah. Bobby Deuce and Christian, along with Zach Streif, the voice of the Saints. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. The Cleveland Browns signed former running back Kareem Hunt after he was let go by the Chiefs for domestic violence early in the season. Does everyone truly deserve a second shot? Now, I believe that, Deuce, that you know everyone does deserve a second shot. However, I just wonder, A, it's the Browns. You got a rookie head coach, all right, the guy who's never been a head coach at any level. And then I just wonder, ultimately, can they withstand the amount of firepower and the amount of criticism that's going to come their way? And was it too quick? Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. I mean, because here's the thing. You would want to put him in a veteran situation. That's not a veteran situation. And what's interesting is Dorsey is the general manager there. He was the same guy that drafted him in Kansas City. So, obviously, he has a relationship with him. He's been around him. It's only a one-year deal for them. They can get out of it fairly easy if things do go sour. But, you know, I still expect him to be suspended for some games. The Browns also do have, what's his name, running back from Georgia?
Chubb.
Yeah, Chubb as probably their feature guy.
Or Bradley Chubb.
Nick. And Nick Chubb. And then they also have
one
Johnson.
Of those Chubb boys.
They also have Johnson, who is the third down guy. So, I mean, I guess there's a place for him. But, you know, a lot of criticism and duly needed will be sent to the Browns.
We're talking about the addition of Kareem Hunt to the Cleveland Browns. Zach and Bobby, I know you guys believe, both of y'all believe in second chances. We're a nation of second chances. And I'm all fine and dandy with him potentially getting a second chance. I just question, was it too soon, too quick?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't disagree with second chances. I just think it's weird that, and I don't even want to get involved in this whole thing because there's no, you're always upsetting somebody. But I don't understand how a guy like Kaepernick spent is never been touched by another team at a position like quarterback, and the guy that kicks a girl on the ground is back on a team in 3 months. I just think it's odd.
That's a great point. And if you look at Kareem Hunt, the reason why he's back that soon, because he could play. Look at Ray Rice.
Well, how old was Ray Rice, and how old was Kareem Hunt?
But Deuce, that's why.
Well, no, I'm saying that led another reason.
Ray Rice didn't get a second chance because he couldn't play no more.
Yeah.
I mean, when he got in trouble, he was averaging 3 yards a carry. And that's why they cream of the you know what? Then we're going to look the other way. Now, it is soon. So you would think, like, okay, well what did he
I'm
really
surprised
serve?
How quick it was.
But wait, okay, the
why?
Same thing.
I mean, because there were more than one team that had talked to him.
Yeah, the same thing. But look how quick this happened. I don't know how NFL is going to deal with Reuben Foster from the 49ers going to Redskins.
So that those charges keep getting dropped.
Yeah, well, it's the same girl. That's why.
But
it's the same girl.
This day and age, Me Too movement, you got to believe the woman.
It's the same girl.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, you're not going to be in a situation, any woman that you can't be that in love with, she ain't that golden. You got to go get a new woman. I guarantee she cannot entice you to put your hands on her. You got to flee.
She's done it 3 times.
Even if she's hitting you or beating on you, you got to flee. You got to run. You got to get rid of that one. That woman's going to cause nothing but trouble. You got to go because even though you could say you're defending yourself, you're still going to be.
No-win situation.
Yeah, you're going to be still in the wrong. You got to go. You got to get a new lady. Yeah.
Let's just hope that nobody from the Washington Redskins is helping deal with the PR on this tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, the Redskins just kicked themselves in the face 10 times in the days following.
It was Doug. It was Doug Williams. They sent Doug.
And why would they? And why did they send Doug Williams out there?
And Doug has daughters as well.
Does Doug Williams won a Super Bowl. That's why.
The Redskins couldn't have sent me out there to do that.
Doing that dirty work. So
what I mean by
exactly
it,
was.
I was surprised by how soon it was, is because, I mean.
Within 2 weeks.
Right. Mike Vick, we all know about the Mike Vick situation, and I know that my timing might be a little off with that, but, I mean, and I'm not condoning by any stretch what he did to dogs.
Christian likes dogs. I got to leave it at that.
Well, but how long did he sit out? I mean, I know he went to prison.
He went to prison, yeah.
But, I mean, even after he got out of prison, he was out for much longer than 2 weeks.
I mean, listen, the Browns come out today and say, well, we did an extensive investigating. They never talked to the girl that he kicked on video. It's not like it's questioned whether that occurred. There's a video. Like, you don't even go and ask and maybe say, like, hey, what's your side of what happened? Like, I mean, it's just, again, it's like you watch these teams in the league at times just fumble and kick themselves it's crazy to me.
I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. That if you're a commodity and you still have a skill set, it's amazing how people will be more forgiving.
Yep.
The Cleveland Browns fan base, the dog pound, man, all they know is, listen, man, come on, I was wrong what he did, but we got to move forward. We're trying to get the Browns to the playoffs. And I'm not saying it's right, but they just thinking like, come on. The dog pound would gladly talk to her. Okay, you need any help? If Kareem Hunt would help them to be relevant.
Well, and listen now, and that's the other part of this, is that Kareem Hunt is a stud, right? I mean, he is a phenomenal football player. That is a guy that was being talked about as the best running back in football. That's why it happened soon, because there's an expiring clock on it, and it's just a reality. Mickey Loomis told me one time, and this is not a secret to anybody.
Right.
Your level of what we will put up with is directly correlated to how good you are.
How good you are.
And as soon as that – if one of those things slips and it's the how good you are and suddenly your negatives outweigh your positives, you're gone. As soon as that happens, that's an ascending young player with a lot of talent, and so they look past stuff like that.
We are a nation of second chances, like I said. But to drive the point home further, when you're supremely talented, you're going to get those second chances a lot.
A first-rounder is going to get more chances than an undrafted rookie.
You know who else would get chances on the Saints? Don't we have a Kareem Hunt on our team?
What you talking about?
Who's the Kareem Hunt on our team? Without – on the field?
Alvin Kamara.
Okay. Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, if all of a sudden, looks, he's been an upstanding citizen, you're going to tell me that he's like a Ray Rice, he's like gone by the wayside? Hell no. He'd be just like Kareem Hunt. Alvin Kamara has that much stroke because he is that good, how he's perceived by other teams. He has that talent ability. So, listen, I think Alvin Kamara is outstanding on and off the field. But I'm just telling you right now, the patience and opportunities, like you're saying.
Well, clarify that, because somebody's going to be looking up and Bobby said Alvin
I said on the field.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, somebody's going to be saying, well, Bobby said that Alvin had beat up a girl, too.
No, I'm not saying he ain't touched no girl. I don't know. I'm just saying on the field, the same ability.
Yeah, they have the same ability.
And listen, that was maybe, who knows, if the Chiefs have Kareem Hunt, maybe they beat the Patriots. You don't know. Look how that game went down to go to the Super Bowl. Am I right or what? Come on.
Our onside engineer here, we got to talk, man, because – I need to get away from Bobby. We need to put Zach here and put Bobby over there. My left arm is bruised. It is so painful.
You're a Marine, Chris.
Just beat on me the entire show. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
No, I'm saying.
Saints hired a new special teams coordinator. It's online for you by Mark Menard at WWL.com. Darren Rizzi from the Miami Dolphins will be the Saints special teams coordinator. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. And another news from the day, or from the weekend, really. Did you guys watch the AAF at all?
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch a lot of it. But, hey, look, man, I'm all for leagues that can help guys continue to develop.
You got more jobs.
Well, you got more jobs, and where you're talking about players continue to develop, coaches continue to develop, and then things that they're willing to try. And I wouldn't be surprised, because the NFL has done it in the past, when they've seen another league have some success. It may not have been the following year, but that's how we got the SkyCam. The SkyCam comes from the XFL.
Now, the only thing is that I don't know how close they are to the NFL, but the NFL needs a developmental league, because
Bill Polian started, but a lot of people have said, well, that's the NFL, they're backed by it. No, they're not. Bill Polian and some former players are involved as far as starting it, but they're not tied or backed by the NFL.
But you know what's crazy, Deuce? Because I said, okay, is this like an NFL Europe that's in the United States? The reason why I bring that up, because I want to say Andrew Luck's dad, Oliver Luck, is the commissioner.
He's with XFL. Mm-hmm.
He's with the XFL? Mm-hmm. So you see, that just shows you that okay, the one concept, correct me if I'm wrong about this, because the USFL tried this.
Stay in the spring. Don't go to the fall.
Okay, but how about this? You have regionalized players. Like, they have a team in Birmingham. The fans are familiar with the SEC and players. Not all of them can make the NFL. Auburn, Alabama played for Birmingham. Mm-hmm. The USFL did this. That was done. We had all, when I played in Michigan, a bunch of Ohio State, Michigan State players.
Yeah, but Bobby, you know.
Is that what they're doing, dude?
That's exactly what they're doing, but okay. You know, you have to stay in the spring. You can't compete.
No, hell no.
But that's how the USFL.
Listen, USFL, President Trump screwed it up.
He tried to go head-to-head with the NFL.
In the fall.
You can't do it. Keep it in the spring.
He wanted the NFLs in those meetings. We're in the championship in the Meadowlands. We had the players' union meeting, and Donald Trump and all the owners. He wanted to move it to the fall. And what he wanted, I'm telling you, he was worried about himself, because he wanted the NFL to pick up his franchise, New Jersey Generals. Like the AFL. Yeah. What happened with the OAFL, Kansas City Chiefs, the Houston Oilers, San Diego Chargers, Buffalo Bills.
Well, they combined it.
To combine them. Now, I said, well, it's not going to work in the fall. And then all of a sudden, trying to, like, force the issue and end up folding.
I don't think the AAF or the XFL – maybe the AAF is trying to compete with. They made it clear they're not trying to compete with the.
Yeah, they're not, because the players. Because Donald Trump would get Doug Flutie, Herschel Walker, right here from New Orleans, Gary Barbaro for the Kansas City Chiefs, who was like all pro, and paid him like millions of dollars. Well, yeah, the players looking for opportunities, so that's why they went for that opportunity.
Well, there's another league that's David Donald Yee, they're starting one on the Pacific Coast, and it will be also similar to the, I think it's the XFL, that'll allow kids that are 1 year out of high school.
Can leave college early?
Leave college early and come and play.
Kind of like more NBA instead of –
G League. It's similar to G League.
I know this, and I know we're short here. If they've already proven that there's a place for it, because they beat the NBA's national game in television ratings in their first game. So they're already beating a major network's coverage of an NBA game on prime time. So it's already been proven there's a place for it.
And that, if you have the TV contract, that's what speaks volumes.
Well,
they got it on CBS.
CBS, and then they're promoing on NFL Network.
Especially down here in the Gulf South, we crave and love football. So we'll watch just about
And Atlanta lost 40-6, so that's always good.
Oh, that always helps.
Sports Talk, one more hour to go here live at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans.
I'm talking about the New Orleans Gold Rugby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.